Hey, this is Cragen from Heathen, and you're watching CMS TV.
Chris Aiken Presents, and I, of course, am Chris Aiken, and if you are an old fuck like me and grew up in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, and you loved thrash metal, then you're well aware of this band that we're going to speak to today. They had some killer music that came out, and then they just disappeared. I don't know what happened, but we are going to find out because they are back. The band is Atrophy, brand new release called Asylum. And here to talk all about it is the vocalist and the main man himself, Mr. Brian Zimmerman. Brian, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, man.
Well,
nice
dude,
to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, man. And I'm going to start with the obvious question. Where you been?
Where we been? So 1991, 92, we released Violent by Nature. We were writing another album, and this amazing thing called grunge hit,
right.
And it started wiping out hair bands, thrash metal bands, and all the record labels started going over to, you know, the new money makers, and so we got a call. I think it was 92, and the record label said, hey, and they were very anxious because Chris Lykins, our guitar player, had left.
Sure.
And they wanted to hear what we were going to sound like. So we got a call and from our manager, and they said, well, they want you in the studio this week. And I'm like, well, this week? Like, why? You know, I didn't understand. But they just wanted to hear where we were and what we were doing. And we went in the studio, and it did not go well.
Okay.
We sent it back to them, and we were dropped. And so we found ourselves in this really weird space where we didn't have a label, and I was a new father. Chris had left the band, and the sound of the band was changing, and
sure.
I didn't like the changing. It sounded different. So I had to grow up and be a dad. So, you know, once my daughter was at, I'll go into 2012 or so, my daughter was doing internet stuff, and she found our band on the interweb.
Okay.
And she was like, oh shit, dad, there's a page about you and your band. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and I didn't think anything of it.
Sure.
And 2015, some guy started bugging the hell out of me, and apparently created a Facebook page for Atrophy, and he said, hey man, is there any way you would get back together and do some shows or something?
Okay.
And we were promised the Maryland Death Fest with Testament and Nuclear Assault, The Haunted, Hyrax. And I said, well, shit, that's a good way to come back.
Sure.
So I called Tim Kelly, and I said, hey man, what's going on, you know? And he said, well, we've learned all the songs again, and if you want to do this, I said, well, so we can give it a run, you know?
Right.
So I had a couple prerequisites of getting back in the band. If we wrote music, I want to be a part of it. I didn't want any drugs or alcohol in the band while we were playing.
Right.
I forgot what the other, I wanted to know if we made money, where it was going, because we pissed away a lot of money back in the day.
Sure.
So I didn't think that was anything too egregious to ask for.
Uh-uh.
So we came back, and we did a lot of amazing stuff. We went to China. We did a Canadian tour. We played different spots in the US, and in 2021, we were starting our tour over in Europe. We released one song in 2019 and called the Riptide.
Right.
And we went over to Europe and we got caught dead nuts in the middle of the coronavirus.
Ugh.
And so the president said he was going to shut down the borders, and we came home and we tried to write some more, and I had red flags everywhere.
Okay.
I was trying to put the vocals on the songs, and it just didn't fit, and it didn't sound anything like Atrophy. And I told the guys about it, and that was a very crazy turning point, because they all were egregiously upset at me.
Okay.
Like I was trying to, you know,
steal derail, the band or something.
Derail the band.
Right. Okay.
And all it was, dude, I've been set up in my home for since 2017 to record. And I was so anxious to do it, but I didn't like it. So during this time, a friend of ours, Craig and Lum from Heathen, said, "Hey, I have a label that's interested in you guys."
Okay.
And he had been asking for songs for quite some time. So I sent him the four songs they did in the studio in Tucson. And when they went in, they recorded live. And it sounded live.
Okay.
And I sent him a partial song by mistake that I was working with Mark Coughlin with. And he said, "Hey, what's that half a song you did?" And I said, "Well, that's something I'm doing with this new guitar player, Mark Coughlin." And he said, "Dude, I'm telling you, finish that song. I'll put a lead on it if you want. We'll send it off to the label." And we got signed. So,
wow.
I departed from the situation and started all new.
Right. How difficult was that? I mean, obviously, that's a difficult move to move on from the guys that you start with. But how difficult is it creatively to bring in new guys with a preconceived concept of what you want it to sound like?
So it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Okay.
I mean, I have a perfectly good working band with my original drummer. We get all this amazing stuff, but we weren't getting the music. And the music is why I do this. I want to make new music.
Sure.
So what happened is I left everybody else out of it, and I just worked with this guitar player, Mark Coughlin. And for the reasons is too many cooks in the kitchen can spoil a dish.
Sure.
And so we just wrote the entire album. Then we brought in a studio drummer and Nathan Montalvo, and it went seamlessly. It was amazing. So...
Right.
And you've heard the result.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's exactly what you would expect for a thrash metal band that you know from the 80s or the early 90s coming back today. It's traditional, powerful thrash with better sound. You know, that's really what it is. And it's a lot of fun. It's a speed record. I will say it is. I've gotten a few bands that have come back, you know, that I've listened to, and they're not as fast. That is kind of, and naturally, you know, when you were doing it, you were 20 years old and just hyped up on adrenaline and whatever. And now, you know, now you're in your 50s. It's not as easy to be like, boom, you know, as fast as you were.
Sure.
You guys definitely brought it back with, you know, a vengeance, man. Asylum is just a heavy, fast, powerful record.
Well, thank you. I didn't want to slow down, and you know, I wanted to come back with a vengeance, you know, and give, you know, our fan, you know, because our fans have been at begging. We wanted the new records released. Mm-hmm. I got that done. I got Massacre to re-release both albums. We didn't our Road Racer never released anything digitally. And so we weren't on Spotify or Pandora or anywhere. So we got that done. And, you know, all that stuff didn't get done just magically. You know, it's a sure. lot of damn work. And, you know, on this album, we wanted to make sure that we delivered a solid product from beginning to end. No filler bullshit.
Right.
Just every song could stand on its own. And when it came time to release the singles, I mean, it was tough.
Sure.
I could tell you that.
What was there? Was there a lot of music or some music that from recording it, you listen to it and you're like, yeah, this isn't good enough. And it just got thrown off.
Yeah. So the wonderful thing is working with my guitar player is he listens to me.
Okay.
And if I hear something, 5 minutes of suicide, that has such a crazy ass hook riff. And I said, dude, let's take that riff and run with it. Then we'll half time it for a measure. And when we put it in the song and I sang over it, I was like, holy shit.
Right.
Like it just, so having somebody who can listen to you and work with you, and listen to, you know, what needs to get done. This is very different for me because when I was working with my old bandmates, they wrote music without me. I didn't have any involvement at all. And when it came time to make some changes, don't change. You know, I couldn't change anything.
Sure.
And I couldn't if I wanted to anyways, because they didn't record it correctly. They just went into a studio and did it live. And number one, it makes it sloppy.
Sure.
It's not on a click track and you can't work with it. And then when I told them that, you know, they were even more pissed off at me, but I'm so blessed to be able to work with some very talented people now. So.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Well, dude, you know, you mentioned that Massacre has been very helpful as far as getting a lot of the business stuff together, as far as putting it out and putting it where it needs to be and making it so that people can hear it again.
Sure.
That being said, 2024, there is so little business. You know, it's not the business that you guys came up in at all. It's a very, you know, non-financial thing.
Right.
I'm sure you obviously knew that when you put it back together and came back, but do you even care at this point? Is it more just a passion? Is it the passion to make music now because you just know that there's not, you know, there's one Metallica and everybody else, you know?
Yeah, there's one Metallica, there's one Megadeth.
Right.
F the rest of the bands.
That's right.
Nobody, and it's so weird how this has worked. You know, everybody rags on Metallica, but I can tell you this, they have stayed the course.
Sure.
And for that, I give them props. Any band that was able to withstand Testament and all the bullshit that happened, you know, with grunge and, you know, they've stayed together and they forged on. It's, you know, and to your question, yes, I don't give a shit at this point because, you know, the tour buses are gone. You know, the big label interest has waned. You know, I would like some tour support, of course, but
sure.
You know, that's going to be really important for us to get out on the road. But I wanted to borrow as little money as possible
right.
to get this record done. And, you know, we actually chipped in because I wanted the artwork to be perfect.
Right.
All the videos, you know, that you've seen, I didn't want some average Joe that costs $120 to make a lyric video.
Right, right, right.
I wanted to make everything has got to be professional because we're a professional band for Christ's sake.
Right.
You know?
No. Absolutely, yep. Man. Well, dude, you mentioned the lyric videos. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a little break here and show people a piece of one of them? I figured we'd show people Punishment for All, which is just a murdering song. Oh my God. You know, if nothing else, you put on the record and that's the first thing that hits you. It's like, boom, you know, it grabs you. So tell us a little bit about this song to lead into the video.
So I was writing this album during COVID. You have to remember what was going on. Mm-hmm. You had a million voices, Black Lives Matter. You had QAnon and Antifa and, you know, all this other shit, the coronavirus, mm-hmm. and people couldn't go out. So I was sitting in my living room watching the attempted insurrection. And I just said, what if these guys are successful? And does the loudest voice in the room win? And we're going to take down democracy because of a few people that are whatever.
Right.
And
right.
So that's what the song is about. It is about, it will be punishment for all. If we take it down, China's waiting, Russia's waiting. We have to stand strong as Americans. And that's all. That's it. That's right. All I want to say on that.
All right. Well, let's let the music do the talking. Here it is. It's Punishment for All. And we will be back with Brian Zimmerman of Atrophy, new album called Asylum. And we'll be back in a minute. It is Chris Aiken Presents. Right back here on Chris Aiken Presents, we are speaking with Brian Zimmerman of the band Atrophy, brand new release after way too long of waiting, called Asylum. Brian, certainly glad to have you guys back. And, you know, I mentioned it earlier, but I really want to get into the fact that you did come back with a new lineup, and yet were so able to keep the guys focused on the classic sound of the band. Did you have to tell them to, like, listen to the old records to develop, especially guitars, to develop the guitar style and the guitar sound that was reminiscent of the original band?
So, to that point, we did not do that. We did the exact opposite.
Oh.
I worked with Mark Coughlin he did a record for it by himself called Condemned to Dream. And when I listen to the record, the thing the guy has is this, the right-handed, that syncopated drill picking. And he's been in a thrash band before, and it's been a long time. He does more Gothenburg stuff now.
Okay.
Death metal. So that's why it sounds fresh, is because there's a little Gothenburg in there, which is fancy guitar playing.
Sure.
But his picking style is so reminiscent of old Atrophy that I knew this was just a marriage waiting to happen. So we just focused on the songs and the hooks. Mm-hmm. The hooks had to be there. It's very important on songwriting. Mm-hmm. And we went from there. As far as the guitar, the sound, overall sound, I didn't want sample drums.
Right.
Because it sounds like too modern. And we found a good producer that listened to, you know, per instructions, not to put in, I didn't want it too overmixed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it sounds like it's on Pro Tools, you know.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think we hit it, had an ace in the hole, man.
No, I totally agree, man. I mean, it's like I said at the beginning, it sounds like the old school band, but it just has better sound. It's a fat, almost arena sounding record, but it's still, it's like, if you listen to it in headphones, you hear a whole lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
And at the same time, I can easily picture myself in a really hot, sweaty club this summer, watching you guys just tear this stuff up, because it's that kind of music. It's not Fear Factory that needs to be super clean and super crisp. You know what I mean?
Sure. We played some shows down in Central America recently with the Violence and
sure
Hyrax, and so we did the new song Punishment for All, and by the second, you know, the song hadn't even been released yet, and by the second chorus the crowd was going Punishment for All, and they don't even speak our language,
man. Right,
it's going what, so that goes to your point, the arena. And when that song was written, I called Mark and I said, dude, this, I don't know if you realize, but this is an anthem song. This is one of those, you know. So, yeah, we just, like I said, I'm blessed to work with Mark, and we have a good writing team now. So, works great.
Sure, definitely. Well, Brian, you know, you've mentioned a few bands that you've played some shows with, and it's a good time. If you're going to come back, it's a really good time to come back, because it seems like all of the thrash, seems like the hair metal bands came back in the last 10 years, but it seems like a whole lot more interest is being given now to the thrash things. I don't know if it's Slayer retiring and unretiring, or, you know, or just the fact that, to me, this is why I think it is all of the bands that have put out releases or comeback records in the thrash realm have put out great records. Exodus, Death Angel, Forbidden back when they did their comeback. I mean, all of the Violence, all of these bands have come back with some integrity, not just slocking it together so that they can go play Wacken, you know, and I think you guys are right in that same category. You didn't just throw some songs together so that you could go play Sweden Rock or whatever this summer. You No. really put together a great record, which I think helps, because in today's world, you have to, especially in thrash, you have to build new fans as well, because us old timers are less and less that are going to be at the shows.
Yes, sir. And to that point, when we went and played, my guitar player mentioned it. I was really surprised to see 30-year-old and less
sure.
in the crowd. And I said, well, I said, this music, I said, you know, this new music that's coming out, a lot of it's poorly written. It's just done in the studio. It lacks the integrity, ferocity. And the songs just don't mean shit.
Right.
You know, and I think the younger generation starting to really appreciate this kind of music. My guitar player is 30. He just turned 35 yesterday.
Okay.
But he went to the Music Institute out in California, and they used to like dig up 80s and 90s bands, and he came across our band, and that's why he's in the band. He hit me up on Facebook. He said, hey dude, if you need a shredder guitar player, man, I'd love to jam with you. And I said, well, I don't know, I this stuff's kind of tough to play, dude. I don't know if you can, but
right,
he's really good. So
absolutely. Well, dude, for you personally, you know, when you listen back to the old records, what do you hear that the casual person doesn't? Like, I'm sure like every musician I know, you wish you could change 50 things on each record or in each song, but what do you hear? I mean, do you hear things that you bring to the table now to build on, or do you hear things and go, okay, man, that's what I used to do when I was 20? I mean, what do you hear as somebody reviewing your own music?
So what I hear is really good songwriting, and we had a really good platform, you know, social relative lyrics. We had some outstanding guitar playing. We had some great drumming. But the songs could have been better.
Okay.
We could have took a little time with them. And that's not all songs, but some of the songs on Violent by Nature could have been a little bit better.
Right.
But, you know, we were blowing and going, man. I mean, we were touring and, you know, back in the studio and, you know, we were busybodies. So, and I've said this before, the luxury that I've had this time is to actually take the time to listen to the songs before they're finished.
Right.
And I've got to take the time with the vocals and do layering and stuff that I never got a chance to do before because of the ticking clock when you're in the studio.
Mm-hmm. It's,
you know, you got to get in, you got to get out.
Right. Right on, man. Well, dude, you mentioned touring. Is there anything that's confirmed yet or is it still firming up? Where are we at with that?
So we have a show in L.A. September 24th, okay. The CY Fest, and we're going to make that happen. I was just working on a West Coast, East Coast tour, and that kind of fell by the wayside because we're kind of looking for a drummer right now.
Okay.
So once we get that figured out, we'll be back. And we want to go tour this album.
Right on. I don't blame you. Yeah. I don't blame you because it is a killer album. It is Asylum from the band Atrophy. And I figured, Brian, what we would do is we'd wrap this one up with the lyric video for Seeds of Sorrow, another killer, killer song. Why don't you, before we wrap it up, though, why don't you tell people where they can go to keep up with you guys and tour dates and buy merch and all that stuff?
So you can go to our Facebook page or Instagram. Please give us a like. I know that sounds stupid, but a lot of the festivals and stuff look at how, you know, your traffic and how much people like the band.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can keep it, you can keep up with us there too. And, you know, we'll be releasing all the tour dates and stuff like that as we go. So I just want to say thank you to all our fans.
Absolutely.
We greatly appreciate it because if you weren't there, we wouldn't do it.
Right on, so, man.
And well, I appreciate like you.
Oh, no problem, man. I appreciate the band coming back, dude. It's there's
thank you.
I, you know, as dumb as this sounds, it's just good to get new music from the bands I grew up on, man. You know, because there's few and far between that are still making good music.
Right. You were right on that one.
All right, brother. Well, let's do this. Let's wrap it up with Seeds of Sorrow. It is a brand new song from the band Atrophy. One more time, the album is Asylum. It's out on Massacre Records. And Brian, thanks so much for joining me here on Chris Hagen Presents.
Thank you, man.
Most exciting and most talked about show today is Chris Aiken Presents. If you like great interviews, real road stories and more, then Chris Aiken, Eric Ferrantinos, and their cast of characters have the show that you need to watch. Catch the show live on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at ChrisAiken.net, CMS TV, Wowza TV, Rumble, and X. There's always lunacy happening on Chris Aiken Presents.